Let us pray and commit this time to
the Lord. 让我们从祷告把这时间交托给主。
Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father.
永生的神，我们亲爱的天父。
Lord, we thank thee and bless thee for this evening.
我们感谢赞美你，为着这个今天晚上。
That we can gather here in our ELC, even for the last event of our church, the Watch Night Service.
我们能够聚集在这区域园中心这个地方。
Lord, we pray that you bless us with thy presence.
我们祈求你与我们同在。
Bless us with thy word.
以你的话语来祝福我们。
May thy Holy Spirit bring your word into our lives.
愿你的圣灵来教导我们。
That ultimately we may be found in your word.
使到我们能够按着你的真理行走。
And may your word regulate not only our secular lives.
帮助我们以你的话语来行走。
But most of all, Lord, may your word regulate our spiritual life that we may live to glorify thee.
无论是在世界或者是在我们属灵上。
So cleanse us from every sin.
祈求你洁净我们所有的罪。
Commit this time to thee.
我们把这以下时间交托。
It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we ask and pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
the Watch Night Service is for us to spend the last moments in 2011 to worship God and to listen to His Word.
守夜崇拜是要让我们在一年的结束的时候 与神一起度过。
And this evening, the Word of God is taken from the Book of Lamentations.
今天我们要看的经文是取自耶利米哀歌。
And a lamentation suggests to us that it is a book that is filled with sadness.
耶利米哀歌呢是一本充满哀伤的一本书。
And indeed it is.
的确是如此。
Now to look back to all the unhappy events of the world that happened in 2011 is not our intention in tonight's message.
那么今晚我们不是要回顾今年在世界上所发生的不好的事情。
But with God's help and with His word, we want to look to the future with hope.
倒是要通过上帝的帮助，我们要以带着盼望展望未来。
Now, when people look to a new beginning,
当人们看到新的起点的时候
，Now what they have in mind is for all things to pass away and for new things.To come.
他们希望旧的过去，新的要来。
And therefore, the starting point of a new beginning is a very important thing.
所以呢，新的起点是很重要的。
They cannot afford to miss.
他们不能够错过。
And if they miss the starting point, it means that they will not arrive at anywhere.
因为如果他们错过了起点，他们就不能够继续就他们的路程。
But they will remain where they are.
他们就会在原地踏步。
Now the Christian journey is the most important journey that any man can take.
基督徒的旅程呢是一个最重要的旅程。
Now if you have read the book The Pilgrim's Progress, then you know what I mean. That God is the person who will lead the Christian from the starting point to the end where God wants him to be.
那如果你读过这本著作呢，《天国历程》，你就会了解，我们从始至终是上帝引导我们到天家。
Now in the earlier part of this evening, we heard the sharings and the testimonies of God's people.
刚才呢，我们听到了弟兄姐妹们的分享。
Now did anyone complain about God for not being good?
有没有人埋怨神对他们不好呢？
And we thank God that we have not heard anyone saying that God is not good.
我们没有听到这样的分享。
And we can also safely make this assumption that none in his heart or her heart will say that God is not good.
我们也肯定的，上帝没有这样对待我们任何一个人。
And why are Christians reacting in this way that others do not react? That in difficult situations, they don't complain.
为什么这样呢？因为在逆境中，我们没有埋怨。
And the answer is, Christians, they know that they are in the hands of God.
因为我们知道我们在上帝的保守之中。
And this evening, we want to listen to the words of the prophet Jeremiah.
今天我们要聆听耶利米先知的话。
And Jeremiah has these words to encourage us.
耶利米要这么勉励我们。
And Jeremiah wants us to know that we are also in the good hands of God.
还有我们知道我们也在上帝的保守当中。
And as we look forward to the new year, may we have this confidence in the same God of Jeremiah.
当我们展望未来，我们也要有这份信心，因为我们所信靠的神跟耶利米先知所信靠的神是同一位神。
That we may know God's mercies and compassion in verse 22.
在第二十二节，我们会知道上帝的怜悯和慈爱。
His faithfulness in verse 24.
第二十四节告诉我们他是忠实的。
And His goodness in verse 25.
第二十五节告诉我们，他是一个施恩的神。
Now Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations.
耶利米写了耶利米哀歌。
If you have read the book of Lamentations, then you would know that he wept over Jerusalem that was destroyed.
若是你读这个耶利米书的话，你知道他为这耶路撒冷的灭亡而哭泣。
And he wept over the people of Israel. Many were killed.
他也为这以色列人的苦难而被杀而哭泣。
And he wept over the Jewish temple that was destroyed, the desolation of the temple.
他也为这犹太圣殿的荒凉而哭泣。
And Lamentations was also about the prophet Jeremiah with regard to his sufferings.
这耶利米哀歌也记录了耶利米先知他的个人的苦难。
And in spite of all the sufferings of God's people,
那么可是尽管他经过了许多的苦难
and taking into consideration his own sufferings for 40 years in Judah,
他个人在犹大40年的受苦
he knew that God's people including himself they were in the good hands of God
他知道呢他自己还有犹太人在上帝的手中
and therefore he could say in verse 21 that these are recalled to my mind and therefore I have hope
因此他在二十一节这么说我想起这事心里就有指望
and as our watch night service is going on at this very moment
当我们在做这个崇拜的时候
And Singaporeans are also counting down to the new year.
其他的新加坡人也在倒数要过新年。
And in, it was reported in yesterday's newspaper.
在昨天的报章上有报道。
That this evening there will be 300,000 party goers in Marina Bay.
在这个他们有30万人将要去狂欢。
And you realize this that year after year, merrymaking for the new year,is the party goers' way of saying to one another that they are welcoming new things or better things to come.
年复一年呢，我们知道这世界上的人都是以这样的方式来迎接新的一年。
And if you have read the newspaper, you would have read all the well wishes.
当你看报纸的时候，他们也互相的祝福。
And one of the many well wishes is that the bad events of the past will not be repeated.
他们互相祝贺呢，新的一年不会有坏事的发生。
And come tomorrow morning, when these party goers, these revelers, when they wake up late in the afternoon.
但是明天呢，当这些狂欢的人在中午起床的时候
，There'll be no more singing and dancing.
那他们也不再庆祝。
They will be very sober.
他们会很认真
No more fireworks to watch
没有烟花
But they are back to the realities of life
他们又会回到现实之中
And back to the realities of life would mean that the new year would be no different from the old year
那回到现实之中他们发现新的一年跟旧的一年并没有不同的
And what would make them think that the new year would be better off than the old year
他们怎么会觉得新的一年比旧的一年更好呢
But it was not so with Jeremiah. It was not the case with him.
对耶利米来说并不是如此。
He looked to the future with hope.
他带着盼望展望未来。
Because when he looked back to the past, what he saw in the past was hope.
因为当他回顾过去的时候，他看到的是盼望。
And the hope that Jeremiah had came from the prophecy of God concerning the destruction of Jerusalem.
因为他的盼望是来自上帝的预言。
And for God's prophecy to be fulfilled would mean that God was faithful to keep every word that He has promised.
因为上帝的话语预言了耶路撒冷会被毁灭。
Every word of prophecy that God had said that it came to pass.
所以他知道上帝的话语必定会应验。
And when God said to Jeremiah that Israel's captivity in Babylon would end after 70 years.
那上帝也对他说呢，这个以色列在70年后也被 会归回到耶路撒冷。
Jeremiah believed what God said.
他相信上帝的话语。
And he believed that God would once again be faithful to keep his own word, to bring it to pass.
他相信上帝会应许他，会完成他的话语。
And therefore, Jeremiah, he wrote down this prophecy that can be found in Jeremiah chapter 25.
所以他就在耶利米书第二十五章写下了这个预言。
It was written for this purpose to encourage the children of Israel in captivity, that they might have hope to look to the future for delivery.
他写这个预言呢，是要鼓励在被俘的犹太人，让他们能够盼望有一天上帝能够把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
And one of the captives in Babylon was none other than Daniel.
在这个巴比伦被俘的其中一个人是但以理。
And if you have read Daniel chapter 9, then you would have read the great prayer of Daniel.
若是你读但以理书第九章，你就会读到他的祷告。
And in that prayer, he was about to pray to ask God to deliver his people.
他祷告上帝拯救他们以色列人。
And before he prayed, he made mention of the prophecy of Jeremiah.
当他祷告的时候，他提到耶利米的预言。
And why did he make mention of Jeremiah's prophecy?
他为什么要提到耶利米的预言呢？
It was because Daniel could sense the captivity of the children of Israel was coming to an end.
他知道上帝，他知道这七十年他们被掳的这个被俘的这个期间要结束。
Not only Jeremiah had hope.
不只是耶利米有这个盼望。
Daniel had hope.
但以理也有这个盼望。
Not only Jeremiah and Daniel had hope. The children of Israel in captivity, they had hope.
不只是他们两个人有这个盼望，就是以色列人也有这个盼望。
And it was hope in the true and the living God that.Jeremiah, he could continue to say in verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion faileth not.
他们相信那又真又活的神，所以在第二十二节他说，我们不知消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。
Now when I had a minor stroke some months ago,
几个月前呢，我中风了。
Some of my former colleagues came to visit me.
我的以前的同事来探访我。
And one or two of them said that I was very lucky.
很多人说我很侥幸，很幸运。
They said that it was that I was lucky. I did not have a massive stroke.
因为我的这个病情不是非常的严重。
But what they did not know and realize that a bad event could have been the worst event.
他们不知道事情可能会更加严重。
And I knew that a bad event could be the worst event if not for the mercies of God.
因为我知道这些事情发生在我身上，要不是上帝的怜悯呢，会更加的严重。
A minor stroke could be a massive stroke if not for the mercies of God.
一个轻微的中风呢，可能是会更是可能会导致更严重的中风。
And I know that sickness comes to every man.
人人都会有病痛。
Sickness comes because of the decline of health.
人人都会有病痛，因为我们的身体越来越不健康。
My mother was warded last night.
昨天呢，我的母亲住院。
For high fever this morning and this afternoon she was discharged.
因为她发高烧，可是今天已经出院了。
I do not know when she's going to be warded again because she's declining in health.
我不知道她什么时候还会再进医院，因为她的身体越来越差了。
But there are two kinds of afflictions that Christians can face.
但是呢，一个基督徒有两种的患难。
Number one, affliction that is caused by his disobedience to God. And number two, affliction that can come to a believer on the account of his faith in God. And the Bible clearly tells us that God punished his people when they sinned.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，上帝会惩罚犯罪的人。
And apparently, the people of the world they refuse to believe that a loving God will punish people.
但是这个世界上的人呢，不愿意相信一个慈爱的神会惩罚罪人。
And the people of the world will also not believe that a loving God will punish his own people.
这个世界的人不愿意相信呢，一个慈爱的神会审判犯罪的人。
And do you know why? The people of the world, they fight so hard to come to be Christians.
为什么这世界上的人这么难信主呢？
And they find Christianity to be not attractive at all.
因为他们觉得这个基督教的信仰并没有什么多大的吸引力。
Because the Bible speaks about judgment.
因为圣经告诉我们上帝的审判。
And they would rather look for those gods in the world that will not find fault with their wrongdoings.
因此呢，他们喜欢拜那些不审判罪的神。
Then to have anything to do with the God of the Bible.
而也不愿意来相信圣经所提的神。
Because the God of the Bible, sin is sin, however small that sin may be.
因为对于神来说，罪就是罪，无论是多渺小的一个罪。
And the God of the Bible will punish his own people.
上帝会惩罚就算是自己的子民。
So that the whole world will know that he is the righteous God.
直到全世界的人都知道他是一个公义的神。
He will not spare anyone of sin.
他不会轻看任何人的罪。
And he will not spare even his own people.
就算是他自己的子民。
The very familiar verse that we know in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言第十三章告诉我们
He that spareth his rod hateth his son.
不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他。
And Christian parents in our midst.
在我们当中的基督徒的父母。
The word of God would have us to know that when we condone to the wrongdoings of our children,
当我们不惩罚我们的孩子,
we will not be consistent or we will not be patterning our lives after the character and the nature of God.
这是不对的。
And I do not say to you that I'm the best of fathers by any standard.
我并不是说我是一个最好的父亲。
And the lamentation that I'm going through with my wife, and I would always say that if I can do it all over again to bring up my children,
因为呢，我自己也非常的懊悔。
If I can be a young parent, a young father all over again,
有时呢，我希望我能够从头再来。
I would want to pray more for them.
我要更加为他们祷告。
I would want to pray more with them.
要更加的与他们一同祷告。
To teach them from the word of God.
来从上帝的话语教导他们。
And to pattern parenting after God's character and nature.
来效法上帝怎么样的管教我们。
And God, he loved his people. There is no doubt about it.
因为我们知道上帝是疼爱他的子民的。
But he had to be consistent to his own character and nature.
但他也不能，他也必须忠于自己。
And when his children crossed the line,
当他的子女呢犯罪的时候，
And when they crossed the line to worship other gods,
去敬拜别神的时候，
they had to pay the price to be afflicted.
他们就必须偿还这个代价。
In the Old Testament, we are told that oftentimes they were afflicted by the wicked people who worshipped the same gods that they went whoring after.
很多时候在旧约的时候，我们读到呢，他们被其他的恶人苦待了，因为他们与他们一同敬拜同样的神。
And secondly, Christians can be afflicted because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
第二点呢，就是基督徒受患难可能是来自他们的信仰。
Jeremiah suffered 40 years, not for nothing.
因为你呢，他受了四十年的苦，不是没有原因的。
He suffered on the account of his faith in God.
他是为了他的信仰而受苦。
And today the Christian life is never a bed of roses.
今天呢，我们基督徒的生活也不是一帆风顺的。
The Christian life can be described as the burning bush.
一个基督徒的生活能够被形容是燃烧着的荆棘。
The Christian life is filled with fiery trials, and yet he's not consumed, he's not scalded by any of these fiery trials.
充满了火一般的试验，但是不被消灭。
Now when Moses saw the burning bush,
当摩西看到燃烧着的荆棘的时候，
and to his surprise that the bush was not burned and consumed,
他看到这些荆棘并没有被烧毁。
And when the Lord said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
但当神对摩西说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
Moses, he hid his face and was afraid to look up.
那摩西就把头垂下来，不敢往上看。
Why? Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because all of a sudden, Moses, he came to a sense of his own unworthiness.
因为突然之间，他感觉到自己是多么的不配。
He came to a sense of his own wretchedness.
他感觉到自己是不配的。
And indeed, sin will cause man to be afraid of God.
的确，罪会使我们惧怕神。
Sin causes man to go as far away from God as he can.
罪呢，使人要逃避上帝的面。
No wonder when Moses, after he saw the burning bush, he wrote in the book of Deuteronomy that God was a consuming fire.
所以呢，因此摩西看到了神之后呢，他就说神是好像火焰一般的，会把人消灭。
And he would want the children of Israel to know that God is such an immense and awesome being that one should not play the fool with.
他也要人们知道上帝有多么的伟大。
And Moses, heprostrated himself before God.
他就俯伏在上帝的跟前。
Because he realized how holy God was and how sinful he was.
因为他知道上帝多么的圣洁，他是多么的充满了罪恶。
And a sinner, he will never look up, but he will look down and he will fix his eyes on the ground.
因为因此呢，他就往下看。
And parable of the Lord Jesus Christ tells us even about the publican.
主耶稣所说的一个比喻呢，关于这个税吏。
The Pharisee and the publican, they were praying in the temple.
法利赛人和税吏来到圣殿当中祷告。
But the Pharisee, he was right in front of the temple with people around him.
法利赛人就来到众人的面前。
And he was praying aloud, not for God to listen, but for people to listen.
他大声的祷告，不是给神听，而是给人听。
But on the other hand, was the publican. He would make sure that he was far from the people, far away from the people.
另一方面呢，就是这个税吏呢，他躲到远远的地方。
And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us.That when he prayed, he didn't even dare to look up to heaven.
主耶稣告诉我们呢，当他祷告的时候，他连抬头都不敢。
But he smote his chest and he pleaded with God for mercy.
他就垂着胸呼求上帝的怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, today we can come freely and boldly to God's presence.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们能够自由的。和不用害怕的来到上帝的面前。
And we may not even have realized that if God were to deal with us according to our sins, we would have been consumed a long time ago.
若是上帝要纪念我们的罪恶，我们早就被消灭了。
And brothers and sisters, when we look back to the past,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们回顾过去，
And each time we enter into God's house for worship,
每一次当我们进入上帝的殿中来敬拜他的时候，
Can we say that we have done what we ought to do and to ask God to examine our hearts?
我们是否有求神来检验我们的心？
Ask the Holy Spirit to thoroughly examine our hearts.
求圣灵来检验我们。
If there be any besetting sin in us,
我们是否有一些经常犯的罪？
If there are any wicked ways in us that we need to confess and we need to repent of those sins,
有没有什么罪恶我们需要悔改的？
And if we did not,
若是我们没有，
Then by implication we are saying this.
那么我们就是在好比在说
that we are taking a very low view of God's holiness.
我们就是看轻上帝的圣洁。
And by implication we are saying that we don't even care about our own spiritual condition.
我们也不管我们不理我们自己的属灵的状况。
Do you care about your spiritual condition when you walk into God's house on the Lord's day to worship Him?
在主日你进到圣殿来敬拜主的时候，你是否关心自己属灵的状况？
You may think that you are spiritually very high.
你可能觉得自己是非常属灵的。
And yet on the other hand, you may think that you are spiritually very low.
你也是，又或者你觉得你属灵上是非常软弱的。
But brothers and sisters, high or low, we ought to be consumed by God's wrath.
无论我们的属灵状况是如何，我们都可以被神所消灭。
Because we are sinners.
因为我们是罪人。
And if you are not consumed, it's because of God's mercy and because of God's compassion.
若说是我们没有被消灭，这完全是因为上帝的怜悯和慈爱。
And if we continue to live in the presence of God, it's not only because of His compassion and because of His mercies.
我们能够在圣地里面活着，是因为他的怜悯和慈爱。
Because of what Jeremiah says in verse 23, that his compassion, his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, saith Jeremiah the prophet.
就好像耶利米先知在耶利米书第三章二十三节说：“每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。”
God's mercies and God's compassions.They never stop flowing.
上帝的怜悯和慈爱是不间断的。
When Jerusalem was besieged and destroyed,
当耶路撒冷被围攻和被攻占的时候
，When the people were killed,
当人们被屠杀的时候
，And when many of the Israelites were taken captives to Babylon as slaves and as prisoners,
当以色列人被俘到巴比伦当奴隶的时候
，It was as if that God had broken His covenant with its people.
我们可能会以为上帝已经不守他的盟约。
Did God break His covenant with His people?
上帝有没有不守他的盟约呢？
If you know God, you would know Him that He not only made covenant with His people, but He would keep covenant with His people.
我们知道上帝不只是立约的神，他也是守约的神。
And each time He would speak through His servant Moses to remind the people that He was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他向摩西说话的时候，都说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
And the covenant that he made with his people, not only his covenant, but the promises that he made to their forefathers would be binding even to them.
他所立的约和所许下的应许都是会一一的实现。
And we cannot say that we know the God of the Bible if we do not know that.He is indeed ever faithful to keep His covenant with His people.
若是我们不了解上帝的信实，我们就不了解他。
And if Jeremiah could say, "Great is thy faithfulness," was because God had proven Himself to be faithful.
因为你能够说呢，上帝的信实极其广大，是因为他亲身体验了上帝的信实。
In spite of His people being unfaithful and untrue to him.
尽管以色列人对上帝不忠。
And dear brothers and sisters, what is the most important thing in a relationship?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在一个人与人的关系之中，什么是最重要的呢？
It is faithfulness, is it not?
就是忠实。
And one day we will know when this life is over, we will be ushered to the very presence of the living God to give an account of our life.
有一天呢，当我们在地的这个年日结束的时候，我们就会进到上帝的面前。
And if you truly love God, you will long to hear the words coming out from the mouth of our Savior, Thou good and faithful servant.
上帝就会审判我们。若是我们真的爱神的话，我们就会期望他赞扬我们。
And if you truly love God, even before you can be ushered into God's holy presence.
那是如果我们真正爱主的话
，In the meantime, you will would also want to hear what God would say to you that you are a good and faithful servant and not the flatteries of men. Flatteries and praises of men, they are but empty words that the carnal man would love to hear. And the devil will try to make you to lose your faithfulness in God by drawing you to the world. Because it is in the world that you will hear all the praises and all the flatteries from men. In Tabernacle BB Church, we have been around as a church for 24 years.
在教务堂呢, 我们在一起已经有24年了。
And if you have joined the church since the very beginning, then you would have seen the many casualties.
若是你从开始就在这个教会, 你就会看到有许多人已经离开。
And we do not know if there will be more casualties in the future.
我们不知道将来还有谁会离开。
Why are there so many verses in the Bible to speak about oneness and speak about togetherness?
为什么圣经里面有许多经节告诉我们要在主里团结呢?
Is it not because God wants us to know that no one goes through the Christian life by himself or herself?
因为我们圣经，我们知道没有一个人能够独自的过基督徒的生活。
No one or no Christian lives for himself and no Christian lives for herself.
没有一个基督徒应该为自己而活。
The church is important to the Christian and the Christian is important to the church.
教会对一个基督徒来说是重要的。
If every believer is saved by the Lord Jesus Christ and by His precious blood, then no one in our midst is unimportant, that he can be left out by the wayside. No one who is saved by the blood of Christ can be left out of the Christian race. And do you know of such a person who may be struggling in his faith or her faith? And he may be struggling in his faith to come to church on the Lord's Day. You may not have called him. You may not have emailed him. But what he needs is not your email. When he is struggling alone, against sin and against worldliness, materialism, what he needs is prayer.
当他在挣扎着与罪争战的时候，他需要的是你的祷告。
He needs you to uphold him in his prayer.
他需要你在祷告中帮助他。
And when he has recovered and come back to the church,
当他回到教会的时候,
and when in turn when it is your turn to fall into a spiritual crisis. And if he's aware that you are going through the spiritual crisis, he may pray for you. Because he understands, because he has gone through that experience that you may be going through. And what is your resolve, brothers and sisters, in the new year?
弟兄姐妹们，你们在新的一年有什么决志要做些什么呢？
May our resolve be to pray for one another.
因为我们决志要为彼此代祷,
to pray for one another's spiritual life.
为彼此的属灵生活而代祷,
that our spiritual life will be of a greater devotion and a consecration to God.
使得我们更加的爱主,
because we are all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And all believers are saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore we can say with Jeremiah in verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him.
我们就能够像耶利米在24节所说, 我心里说耶和华是我的份, 因此我要仰望他。
The people of this world, they have many portions.
在这世界上的人有很多的东西。
But only Christians will say that the Lord is my portion.
只有基督徒能够说主是属于他们的。
The Lord is not only our portion, but the Lord is our portion forever.
主是永远属于我们的。
And only the things that are eternal can make us hope.
只有永恒的事情才能够给我们盼望。
temporal things, they are perishable.
这个短暂的是短暂的东西呢，迟早要消失。
And we can never hope in the temporal things in this world.
我们不能够寄望这个短暂的事物。
Now when Jeremiah looked back to the past, it was inevitable that he saw the images, the horrible images of destruction of Jerusalem.
当耶利米回想过去，他难免会想起。这个耶路撒冷被毁灭的这个画像图像。
And when these images came flooding back to his mind, yet he could press on in the faith.
当他想起这一切的时候，他还是能够继续的往前走。
Because he knew that he was in the good hands of God.
因为他知道他在上帝的保守之中。
He would never want to give up.
他不会要放弃。
And he would encourage the people.Not to give up.
他会勉励其他信徒不要放弃。
And Jeremiah had these words to his people.
耶利米对他的人民这么说。
And the same words that he has for us, if at this very moment we are feeling discouraged and demoralized.
若是这个时候我们也觉得非常的灰心的时候。
And take this word to your hearts in verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him.To the soul that seeketh him are the words of Jeremiah.
若是我们也觉得灰心，我们也能够从第二十五节得到勉励。这里这么说：凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的，耶和华必然施恩给他。
The Lord is good.
主是美好的。
And our hope is based on the fact and the truth.That God is good.
我们的盼望是建立在上帝的恩典。
And God's goodness is all over His creation.
上帝的恩典也赐给他所造的。
When God made everything in the beginning,
当起初神创造天地的时候
，everything was good.
一切都是美好的。
God gave Adam the ability to think, to reason, and to make choices.
上帝给予了亚当这个思考的能力。
And with a perfect mind, Adam he knew and understood perfectly what God said that it was good not to eat of the forbidden fruit.
那亚当知道呢，他不能够吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But Satan came to Eve.
但是撒旦就。来到夏娃面前
And Satan told Eve that God was holding back something that was good from her.
撒旦对这个夏娃说呢，上帝对是对他们有所保留。
And do you know what that implication is?
这个意味着什么呢
？By implication, Satan was telling Eve that God was not good.
这样是撒旦是在暗示着。告诉夏娃呢，上帝是不好的。
And ever since Adam and Eve, and therefore,
自从亚当和夏娃犯了罪
，in the hearts of all fallen men, God can never be good, as long as they are not able to live the life that are based on their terms.
对于他们的，自从亚当和夏娃犯罪，对于他们的子孙来说呢，上帝是不好的，因为他们不能够为所欲为。
They want to live their life based on their terms and not on the terms of God.
因为他们要以自己的心意来过生活。
And they would never believe that the gospel is good news because as long as you speak from the gospel that there is judgment and at the coming of Christ there will be judgment, this is not good news to them.
他们认为福音不是好消息，因为我们告诉他们福音的时候。也告诉他们将来的审判。
Good news means someone that will come to make this world a better place for them.
他们对他们来说，好消息就是要把这个世界变得更美好。
And therefore, they would look to the politicians.
因此呢，他们就会向这些政治家看齐。
They would look to the lawmakers to make life easier for them.
希望这些政府人员呢能够把生活做得更好。
They would want to look to the bankers, the investors, the businessmen to make the world a better place for them.
他们要看的就是这些银行家、一些投资家。
But the fact of the matter is this, that there will be no better world.
但是其实呢，世界不会变得更好。
Have you heard wars and rumors of wars lately?
最近呢，你是否有听到有打仗的风声
？And that will remind us that This is the evil world that we are living in.
这会提醒我们，我们这个世界是一个罪恶的世界。
And comma 2012, there will be more natural disasters.
在2012年呢，会有更多的天灾。
And it is a reminder to us that life is brief.
这也提醒我们，生命是短暂的。
And death is real.
那死亡是必定会降临。
And all the economic woes that will remind us that this world is not a better place for us.
这个经济上的萧条呢，会告诉我们这个世界不会成为一个更好的地方。
This world is not our home.
这个世界非我们的家。
We are just passing through this world.
我们只是一个客旅。
But the good news remains good news only to Christians that Christ is coming.
但是呢，好消息就是基督要再来。
Are you prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是否已经做好准备
？When Christ come, He would want to settle all accounts with all men.
当基督再来的时候，他必定要审判众人。
And there will be none that will be left out in the judgment of God.
没有一个人能够幸免。
Are you in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是否信靠耶稣基督？
If you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the account of your sin has been settled when He came before the bar of judgment.
若是你信了耶稣，你的罪债已经被偿还。
To tell God that He has taken your sins away and imputed righteousness to you.
因为基督的公义加在我们的身上。
And before we sing the closing hymn,
当我们唱结束的诗歌的时候。
The reminder to us this evening that there will be trials and tribulations ahead of us.
我们要提醒大家，在将来我们也还会继续有不同的试验。
We not only need God to usher us into the new world, new year.
我们需要上帝在新的一年带领我们。
But we need God to be there.With us throughout the new year.
我们需要上帝在新的一年时时刻刻的带领我们。
Before we sing, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, let me read to you the sermon text once again that you may bring these verses into the new year with you.
当我们唱结束诗歌的时候，让我们再一次的念这今天我们思想的经文。
Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's read together, I suggest.
Let's read together.
Verses 21 to 25.
21到25节。
Let's read. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul.Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him.
耶利米哀歌第三章二十一到二十五节，让我们一起来念。我想起这事，心里就有指望。我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大，我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。凡等候耶和华、心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
My watch.